Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Let's tell the world all the things we've done. Falling in love in the setting sun. I've got a song and a smile so bright. I'll make you wish you were here tonight. And if you tell the world the secrets, you never know.
It's 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Let's have a good day with all of us focused on things that are good. We can find them. I'm trying to scratch my head here. Let's see. What can we find that's good? I am drinking apple juice instead of water. Jennifer,
I'm
when
just
you
drinking,
find out,
so that's pretty cool.
Well, you drink your wine because when you find out what's in the water here in California, and not just California, but everywhere around the country, you'll be drinking apple juice or apple cider or something. Woof.
Okay. I'll tell you right now that apple juice, not to distract you, but that's my least favorite juice.
Really? What is your favorite? What's your favorite juice?
Ooh, grapefruit. Yum. Grapefruit and cranberry, probably.
Yeah. They're good for you.
Mixed with some vodka. Yummy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Both of them, you notice, are mixers.
Yes.
Okay, I'll drink
can't do
all
much
of
with that.
That
apple juice.
All right, let's see. We're going to play the name game here. Let's start with John Stumpf, S-T-U-M-P-F. You know who he is? Everybody raise your hands.
No.
You know who John Stumpf is. I've stumped you with Mr. Stumpf. Mr. Stumpf runs Wells Fargo. Mr. Stumpf was called to discuss what was going on at his bank before a Senate committee on banking. And Mr. Stumpf got a bad performance review after the government fined Wells Fargo $185 million for their quote-unquote sketchy sales practices. You remember the story about the millions of fake accounts that were opened.
Yeah.
Customers were not notified. Mr. Stumpf went before the Senate to ask whether it was too late to say, I'm sorry. And the congressman said, yes, it's too late. There are a lot of people who think Stumpf ought to resign. Maybe spend some time in an orange jumpsuit someplace and not necessarily jumping out of a plane. Wells Fargo facing a huge class action lawsuit. You don't think there are a dozen lawyers that are all over this thing? And that's why, you know, I don't know. Did this guy know what was going on? How do you run a company and not know what's going on? The buck stops with you, pal. And so, anyway, also testifying in Washington, the lady who's the maker of the president, the head of the company that makes EpiPen. They want to know how the EpiPen got more expensive than pretty much anything else that you have in your house if you use the thing. Remember, she got an $18 million raise or a bonus.
Oh, yes.
On the same day, this is brilliant PR, by the way. On the same day that it was announced that she got an $18 million bonus, it was announced that the price of the EpiPen had gone from $100 to $600 per unit. And then after that, they said, oh, well, because of the outcry, we're only going to triple the cost instead of, what does it mean when you multiply it times six? Is sixtify? Whatever it is. That
it's a lot, is what you're trying to say.
Right, yeah. Right. So anyway, they are very suspicious characters. So the people in Congress would say, you look at the people who are investigating, they're pretty suspicious looking characters too. So a little of both. Speaking of suspicion, a team of investigators assembling a CBS documentary on the case of JonBenet Ramsey believes that the brother did it.
This is interesting.
Yeah. I've kind of thought about this, though, throughout the years, because what other reason? I mean, obviously, there was something going on with those parents. Mm-hmm. If they themselves didn't do it, then what would be the explanation? I mean, it doesn't seem too far-fetched to think about that.
No. He was only 9 years old, though.
Right.
With some anger problems, apparently, but yeah.
Yeah, he has a temper.
I mean, look, I always wanted to kill my little brother, too. I just never did, but...
What's his life like now? Can we get any clues as to how he behaves now?
Burke Ramsey?
Mm-hmm. He's on... I think he just did an interview with Dr. Phil. I don't know if it's aired yet, but
oh, well, then he must be fine.
It aired last week, and my wife watched it.
29, I think.
He's very strange.
Yeah.
He has this uncomfortable smile and no eye contact with Phil, and was always uncomfortably smiling whenever he was asked really uncomfortable questions, and his eyes were darting back and forth, just kind of strange.
He has gone to the Brad Pitt School of Anger Management, no doubt. That's why he's doing as well as he's doing. All right, that's a subtle reference, folks, to the divorce of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. You notice how subtly I got that in, Jennifer?
Very subtle. Like a heart attack, yes.
All right, next up, Dr. Judith Salerno is going to talk to us about breast cancer, some new developments there, and people ought to know what's going on. So we'll have that focus and conversation up next here on Good Day with Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever heard of teachable moments? Well, they are all of a sudden ways to teach your kids, and they happen all the time. Here's a great example and the science of it.
Come on, big boy, teach me.
A listener wrote her young daughter was reading out loud the story of Jack and Jill. You know, the one where Jack and Jill went up the hill and then he fell. And upon finishing, the little girl immediately quipped. They didn't look after each other very well, did they? The very smart father spotted a teaching moment. What would you have done differently, he asked. The child answered, held on to him. And then dad added, or look for stairs, or maybe dial 911. What's the cheap psychological trick? Hey, forget the goody-goody of this situation. Seizing simple, teachable moments may just teach your child how to protect themselves down the road. More info at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, Navletown.
Ryan Fuller, Fuller Hot Rods, Atlanta, Georgia.
Fabbing up your own fenders.
Plenty of opportunity for people that don't have a lot of tools. We gear the book to a guy that was working in his own shop.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Author Brian.
Full bore sheet metal. So we show you the big, fancy, expensive tools, but most everything can be done with snips, hammer dolly, some kind of welder, whether it's a cheap MIG welder or a TIG welder or gas. Basics of sheet metal and how to weld it, how to form it, how you think about it. We do some projects like building a seat pan for a bike, tail section, battery boxes. Both the beginner and the advanced guy is really going to get some knowledge out of it and see a lot of cool photographs in the process.
Contact info.
FullerHotRods.com.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
All right, quarter past the hour now with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Her too.
There's Jennifer. Okay. Joining us now is Dr. Judith Salerno. who is the president and CEO of the Susan G. Komen Foundation. October is National Breast Care Awareness Month, and there are a lot of people who will be donating, watching the progress. And I guess that would be where I'd start, Dr. Solano. What progress is being made? All this money is being raised every year, and the awareness level is being raised. What actual tangible results do you have from the research and work being done here?
Well, good morning. It's really a great time in breast cancer research. We're on the verge of so many new breakthroughs. We have now gotten to the point where early stage breast cancers, there's a 99% five-year survival. But we still know we have a lot of work to do because 40,000 people, mostly women in this country alone, die of breast cancer each and every year. And this is a number that we are intent on changing. So we have a bold new goal at Susan G. Komen, and that is to cut the number of breast cancer deaths by half in the next decade. And we're going to do this by focusing our research on cancers that kill, which is mostly metastatic disease, the disease that's traveled to other parts of the body, and to try to achieve better health equity, level the playing field for people who don't have access to that care that can be curative.
Is that what the money, a lot of money that's being raised, is it being used to help treat people as well as do research?
Absolutely. This year alone, we're now over $920 million in research, but adding in what we do in the communities, we now have over $3 billion with research and community programs all across the countries. We're in 100 communities across the U.S. and in 30 countries around the world, and we know that there are people who today need help while we're investing in the cures for tomorrow.
You know, that is where my question goes, actually. A lot of people, their mind starts to glaze over when they hear the terms and the results that come out of the research that that Susan G. Komen Foundation does. But what about what kind of services in the community? Because that's the everyday stuff that people are actually are facing with rides to the doctor and that sort of thing. What kind of community things are you actually offering patients that are going through this and maybe in the midst of treatment right now?
Well, we offer tens of thousands of women services, like you said, transportation. That is actually one of the biggest obstacles to receiving care, but also child care, access to co-payments when they can't afford co-payments for their treatment, free mammograms, all of these things. And taken together, we serve tens of thousands of women across the country every single year. And these are people who would otherwise die of this disease if they didn't get access.
So, yeah, I think that's really important. I have a family member who is dealing with this right now, and the transportation becomes a huge issue. How do people find out how they can get help? How do they see if there's community resources available?
Well, we have our network of local affiliates, and you can call our helpline, which is 1-877-GO-KOMEN. That's 1-877-465-6636. And we can link you through our helpline with our local resources, our affiliates, and they have deep roots in each of the communities they serve.
One of the things, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I know as women, we're often told about prevention. What's the number one thing that you really want all women to know? What's the number one thing we can do to help our outcome?
Well, certainly know your body. Any changes that you see that are not what you're used to, are not normal, just go to your doctor immediately and make sure that you check out anything that is not absolutely normal. You know your body better than your doctor. And when you know that something is abnormal, take it to take your doctor's advice.
Dr. Judith Solano, President and CEO of the Susan G. Komen Foundation here.